This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. Good evening, I'm Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live from Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Tonight we've been talking about nostalgia. There's nothing more nostalgic than looking back to your childhood and all the special memories that you made with your friends. Well, joining me on stage are two friends who met right here in Grand Rapids, who both left the area, but then have now since come back to make new memories in a place that keeps changing. So welcome to Tasha Connolly and Tiffany Bartz.
Thank you.
We were talking ahead of time, and I was going to ask you guys if you could describe like a moment or something that represents your friendship and your time here in Grand Rapids.
Well, we met over 25 years ago in first grade in Mrs. Brown's Riverview Elementary School, and one of our first fun memories that we got to experience was a birthday party. And you were talking earlier about the van, right? Well, our family had vans. And Mom said, invite 5 girls from school and we can go to Duluth and we can go to the zoo. And so let's get in the van. So all of us girls and Tasha and a couple others, we got in the van with...
Well, and I should add that it didn't have seats, so we were on a mattress. It had a TV in there. I think there was probably...
VHS.
I don't know how it ran.
With Troop Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
And on the way there to the zoo, we said, we're all hungry. So this was quite interesting because we stopped at the Ground Round in Duluth. And what happened there, when it was time to pay for our bill, they said... Why don't you guys, this is how we pay for bills, step on the scale, and for every penny, for every pound, you pay a penny. And so we were like, okay, this is a great deal. And I got on the scale, and I think my mom paid 78 cents for me.
And I was like, oh, I'm kind of tall for my age. I don't really want to step on the scale. I was over a dollar, but the height served me. But that was one of countless memories of road trips.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so here in Grand Rapids, you guys had this wonderful childhood and then you moved away and came back. And so, Tiffany, you started your own business, the
yes.
Itasca Dog Lodge, which is a lodge for dogs. It's exactly as described. 20 dogs there today?
Yes.
20 dogs are there right now.
Correct.
Well, maybe not, probably right now.
Yes.
Yeah, doing dog stuff as
yes.
we speak. And so what made you decide to do that, to come back and start a business?
Well, my husband and I, we both as children, we always knew we wanted to have our own business. And when we grew up, we've always had also a passion for animals. And so we looked at our community and we wanted to find what there was a need. And there was a need for dog boarding because it has been crazy full and there's been a lot of fur flying around.
And Tasha, you work in social work with the kids in the schools, and you
Correct.
Also decided to get into something that a lot of us might not do, which is you ran for office, and you are now on the Grand Rapids City Council.
That's correct.
That's right. Why would you do that, and what do you think, what made you decide to do that?
Well, first of all, why not?
Right? Right.
But really, it's just I saw, like Tiffany, a need in our community to have different representation at our policy level, our table. And so I just saw an opportunity, and I thought, well, if I see it, maybe others do too. And just so happened that our community... They agreed that we needed to have other representation at the table.
So what are the big challenges, and then maybe what are the things you love about this community?
Well, of course, like any community, we have our challenges, but I think for me, I see those challenges as opportunities. And so how we frame something that could be seen as perhaps something like, how are we going to solve that? I see it as, let's all come together and figure it out. Like, we need childcare. What do we all need to do to come together to figure that out? And we need different people at the table to do so. And so I see challenges where we all have them. It's just how you view them and what you decide to make of them.
So the roads lead back to Grand Rapids, though, into the future. So,
indeed.
Yeah, well, Tasha Connolly and Tiffany Bartz, thank you for joining us
tonight.
Thank you.